Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing. Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place in you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you'll see me through. Pray for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Again, I say welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We are in a new month. Praise the Lord. We are in the month of April, and certainly spring hopefully is here, and the flowers will be blooming, and certainly grass is turning green, and we give God all the glory. I want to welcome you again as well. I'm the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. I want to give shout outs to my host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, who hosts this show with me. And certainly we have an outstanding show. And please bear with me on this morning. We just released my father. I want you to keep the Carey family in your prayers. My dad was just released from the hospital the second time on yesterday. Well, actually the third time on yesterday. And certainly keep him in your prayers. He still has a long ways to go. God has kept him here and overseed him. And certainly we thank God for the testament of his grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Given my father's ailments and sickness, he's still yet in the land of the living, and certainly we do not take it lightly that God has smiled upon us. And certainly, of course, I want to say, because next week my co-host hopefully will be in charge of the show. This is a special month for us, given the fact that my brother has gone on to be with the Lord, and certainly his birthday we will celebrate on this Tuesday. And I just want you guys to pray for us, like I said. So that being said, we will start, praise the Lord, back noonday prayer, and certainly it will start in this month. We do noonday prayer the second week on a Friday, the second and the fourth Fridays of the month. And if there's somebody out there that wants to be a part of this ministry, that wants to work with this ministry, and say, Dr. Carey, certainly I would like to assist and to help. I appreciate all those that are spirit-filled, that love the Lord, and want to participate in this ministry, want to assist in this ministry. Certainly we are giving God the glory, we're giving God the praise, and we're lifting up God with everything that we have. Because ultimately God is the only one that's going to sustain us, and our call as ministers, as preachers, as teachers, as just lay people, is to spread the gospel and tell this dying world that ultimately Christ is the answer. And everybody has been looking at the news and the Oscars, and everybody has witnessed the slap that has been heard around the world. And certainly we want to pray for Chris Rock and Will Smith, because, you know, this is a time, we're in a time of trouble. We are in a day of adversity. We are in a time where people are dealing with mental health issues and trauma. And as those mental health and those traumatic issues begin to surface, we behave in the way we really don't understand why we behave that way. But Christ comes along, and he comes to clean us up. He comes to change us. And, you know, we are in Passover. We are in April, and, of course, this is a significant month because we will be celebrating the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. And our topic on today is the Passover lamb is coming. And, you know, I do a lot of preliminaries, but I want to go into our lesson on this morning, and I get those at the end of this lesson because I want to be yielded and directed as God leads me. And certainly as we're talking about the events that has happened, and if you haven't heard it, everybody is weighing in on the slap that happens all around the world. I want to challenge those that are listening to my show not to get in, not to take a side, because that's what this world would like for you to do. We need to say and we need to state that wounded people hurt other people, but it is in Christ that comes into our lives to change us. And if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we can make that testimony that I would have done some things, I would have reacted badly. Because when we look at stress, when we look at traumatic events, now they're trying to spread all kinds of lies. Don't get caught up. Just get caught up in this. Human beings are frail, and if we don't have a clear relationship with God, human nature will react. And even with that relationship with Christ Jesus, there are going to be some stuff in us that will make us react badly. Try stress. Dealing with stress, dealing with the cares of this life, dealing with situations that you not only that we face in life will make us do things that we will be sad and apologetic afterwards. But God is able to keep us. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. We need to lean on Christ Jesus. We need to lean on the Passover Lamb. We need to lean on Christ that died on the cross for us. We need to lean on the blood of the Lamb. We need to lean on the rock that is higher than I. We need to lean on the power, the resurrection, the refuge, because God is our refuge and our fortress. He will keep us. He will keep us when all else fails. He will sustain us. There's a song that says, "You are my strength," and it speaks to me. God's strength will speak to us. God's strength will motivate us. God's strength will carry us through the hard times. When we think we're ready to throw in the towel, God will come in and he will build a standard. He will hold us up. He will keep us. He will provide shelter for us. He will provide us in the secret place. You know, the secret place, that place where the enemy just can't find us, that place where we feel like there is no hope. But God comes in and he gives us hope. He says, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel, because I am with you. I am with you even to the ends of the world. It doesn't matter where you are. I'm there with you. I'm there to keep you. I'm there to sustain you. I'm there to hold you up. Oh, and if you trust in me, oh, if you sprinkle the blood of Jesus, then I will, hallelujah, I will respond. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. Y'all just got a little bit. Praise God, hallelujah. We thank God for his goodness. But you know, God is able, and I thank God that he is able. So, like I said, since I've gone into it, praise God, I feel a little bit better. We want to talk about Passover. This word, you know, the word sustains us. You know, a lot of times Satan distracts us and keeps us from reading the word, but it is in the word in which we have life. It is in the word that we are motivated to move forward. It is in the word when we read it. You know, the devotion scriptures talk about on this morning that iron sharpens iron. So in essence, when we get together, when we read the word, when we fellowship together, we become strong. The Bible talks about bearing one another's burdens. And see, this word will build you up. This word will keep you when you read it, when you meditate on it, when you read it daily. And we've got to read the word daily. Don't know why I'm going this way, but you cannot not read this word. You cannot not meditate on this word, because the enemy is throwing so many dots at us. The enemy is throwing, he's got both guns cocked and ready. And the Satan is trying to destroy us. Satan is trying to destroy people this day and time. Why? Because he know his time is coming to an end. God is on his way back. The Bible talks about in Matthew that think it not strange that these things are happening. Think it not strange that we got wars and rumors of wars. Think it not strange that people are lovers of themselves more than God. Think it not strange that people are killing and violence is going on. Why? Because God is, Jesus is on his way back. Somebody and some people want to say there is no God, but I would challenge them with this question. If it had not been for the Lord on your side, how would you have made it? How would you have not made it? You know, there is Sidney Poitier and Bill Cosby, when back in the day there were some black movies that they made, A Piece of the Action, Let's Do It Again. And there was a particular song by the Staple Singers, I do believe. No, it wasn't from the Staple Singers, because Mahalia Jackson, thank you, God, sung it. It's How I Got Over. When I look back, I see how I got over. And praise God, I wish I could know all the lyrics to that song, but how I got over. My soul looked back and wonder how I got over. And that's the thing, beloved. How we getting over is because of God. You know what? You know when you're getting over, you know the power of Jesus Christ. When you call on Jesus and he responds, when you call on Jesus and the situation you're currently walking in is turned around when you call on Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, the Passover Lamb, the Lamb that died on the cross for us. When we call on the name of Jesus, things, stuff, situations change. It is because of the power of his name. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm trying to get to my lesson on this morning because we have a good lesson. We're talking about the Passover lamb. Now, what is Passover? Because we're in April. Passover starts on the 15th. And certainly when we look at Passover, some of my older students know what Passover is because I talked about this in our Old Testament Bible class. Hallelujah. But Passover, let me read the scriptures, Colossians 2, 16 through 17. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath day, which are the shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. 1 Corinthians 5 and 7. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover has sanctified us. So when we look at Passover, praise God, we have to go to Exodus. We have to go to the book of Exodus, and certainly I want you guys to familiarize yourself with Passover. It's a Jewish holiday that is currently being celebrated. I think Ramadan, which is a Muslim's holiday that they just went into to celebrate, but Passover is the Jewish holiday. Now, when we get to Exodus, this is the history. Everybody know about Moses. Everybody know that he was chosen. He was an Egyptian. He was raised as an Egyptian. And God called him to be the leader of Israel. Now, if we go back to Abraham, Abraham was given a promise by God. We know the story. We know that Abraham basically didn't have any kids, and God said that I'm going to give you a seed, and Sarah said, look, let me help you out, God, and that's why we got the Israel nation today, because of Ishmael. Hallelujah. But Ishmael didn't have the promise. Isaac had the promise. And certainly when we look at the second son, praise God. So when we look at Abraham and the promise given to Abraham, then we have to come down to Moses and the Israelites. God had told Moses that I'm going to make your seed a nation. So here in Moses' time, Abraham's seed had become a nation. So in essence, because they are a nation, and Satan get jealous, Satan get frustrated, Satan don't like it when you have a calling on your life. Satan don't like it when the Lord is favoring you. Satan don't like it when God has blessed you. If you don't think so, go to the book of Job, because the book of Job is a good example of the question, why do good people suffer? Praise God. Certainly when we look at the Israelites, they were going through. They were in slavery by the Egyptians. And Moses was raised by the Egyptians, ran away at the age of 40, and came back at the age of 80. But when he came back, he was equipped. He was equipped to lead God's people. And you know, we've got to go through some trials and tribulations in order for God to equip us to be and to take us where we are going in Him. We've got to go through the test. And sometimes our flesh won't let us pass the test. And I've talked about the test in the past. I've talked about what it means to take a test. And in order for you to matriculate to another grade from 7th to 8th, from 8th to high school, you have got to pass a multiple set of tests in order for you to show your teachers and the school system that you have the ability to take on the next set of learning. So the question is, are trials and tribulations as we go through the test, God is saying, do you have the ability to take on the next set of learning, to take you where I am going to take you? And certainly, if you don't pass the test the first time, you got to keep on taking that test. I had to reflect on that one, because if I would be honest with myself, there are some tests that I have had to retake. But God, so in essence, here we are. Moses is getting ready. He has been called. He's had the burning bush experience. He goes back to Egypt, and he tells Pharaoh, look, let my people go. And Pharaoh said, are you crazy? I am not going to let my laborers go. I'm paraphrasing it, y'all. So in essence, Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and we get down to the last plague. Now, God sent some plagues to the Egyptians. Matter of fact, he sent 10, and those 10 plagues were to show the Egyptians that God is supreme. You can't put frogs and lice and put them as gods and think that they're greater than the one God, the Jehovah God, the God that has made heaven and earth. And that's where people fail in society. We don't believe that God exists. We don't believe that Jesus Christ would do exceedingly and abundantly as the scripture tells us. But in order for us to grow in our faith, we've got to read the word, because the Bible says that we go stronger by hearing the word of God. In order for our faith to build, we've got to read, chew it up, we've got to apply it, and we've got to stand on it. So I've got to believe the word when it says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. When I get to Mark 9:23, that says, if thou can believe, all things are possible. Not some things, not one thing, but all things. So here we've got 10 plagues. We got the river turning red. We got frogs. We got lice. We had flies. We had the disease of the cattle. We had sickness, sores, and boils. And we had the destruction of the crops. We had locusts. They had locusts that came in for the destruction of the crops. And then that ninth plague was darkness all over the land. But then this last plague, that will create the holiday in which the Jews celebrate now. And I want you to understand that we celebrate as Christians that same holiday. What you mean, Dr. Caring? Well, we celebrate it because Christ became the Passover lamb. Christ became that lamb that saved the people. So in essence, that tenth plague was there to kill the firstborn, or to take the life of the firstborn of everybody. The death angel was coming in, and God tells the the Israelites, look, take a lamb, unspotted, undamaged, sacrifice it, and then take the blood of that lamb and sprinkle it. Sprinkle it on your window beam. Sprinkle it on your doorpost. And when the death angel comes in to take your firstborn, they will see the blood of the lamb, and they will pass over. They will pass over your house. They will pass you over, because the death angel knew that was not the place to go. So in essence, when we look and we see the celebration of the Passover, Christ came in on a donkey celebrating the Passover. He will become the last lamb that will ever be needed for the Passover, because he came without spot or wrinkle. And certainly not to deny that Christ didn't have some doubts, didn't have some, Lord, please take this cup from me. Oh, take it from me. He pleaded with the Lord until his sweat became blood. Oh, but he knew he had a task before him. And that's what we have to understand. We have a task before us. God is calling us higher. God is calling us to new places. God is calling us to do things in him that we've never been able to do in our own strength. Why? Because he's letting us know that he is in charge. He is God. He is Lord. And there is none other. He is the Passover Lamb. He died for our sins. Oh, hallelujah. And therefore, oh, Christ Jesus died at Passover. Oh, he became the sacrifice for all Christians. He came to save our souls from sin, because God knew, because if we go back even in the Bible and we look at Adam and Eve, they sinned. So in essence, Adam, the first son, we needed the second son. The second son would be Jesus Christ, and he would come and born of a virgin, and certainly his father would be God. And we know at age 12, he was sitting in the temple about his father's business. We've got to lean not on our own accord, but we've got to lean on Jesus. We've got to lean on him for our strength. We've got to lean on him for our help. We've got to lean on him for our protection. We've got to lean on him for healing and keeping our families. We've got to lean on him for everything that we have, because we've got to put our hands in Jesus. And if we put our hands in God, We'll make it. So in essence, the good news is that Christ became the Messiah. Christ died on the cross for us about 300 years after Jesus died. Christianity changed from being the faith of an opposed minority to an empire, to a triumphant empire. So when we see that Christ died on the cross, and there's many believers out there, many believers, and don't be fooled by a bunny and eggs. They ain't got nothing to do with Christ dying on the cross. I'm going to say that one more time. They ain't got nothing to do with Christ dying on the cross. Christ came as the last sacrifice that we ever need. Christ came to be the Passover lamb. Christ came to establish the final Passover, as we see in 1 Corinthians 5 and 7. Oh, he became the final act. The curtain has been closed. Jesus Christ dies for one and all. He dies as a sacrifice for sin, because the sacrifices of mankind, as the sacrifice of the lamb and the goat, couldn't do it. And after God came through with Passover, then the firstborn were dedicated to him. Oh, because he sacrificed And therefore, the Israelites' firstborn were therefore God's firstborn. But here we find that God, Jesus Christ, came. And if we look at the New Testament, Jesus Christ became the final Passover. Hallelujah. We can see that the Passover lamb of the Old Testament was a foreshadowing of Jesus' sacrifice on behalf. John the Baptist called Jesus the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. He was lamb without blemish or spot. He lived a perfect life that was free from sin. 1 Peter 19, it was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless and the spotless Lamb of God. Hebrews 4:15, the high priest of our understanding, the high priest of ours understand our weaknesses for he faced all the same testing we do, yet he did not sin. Praise the Lord. So in essence, Hebrews 9:12-14. Jesus is our Passover lamb. He was slaughtered so that we may be saved. His blood is the sacrifice that covered the penalty for our sins once and for all, removing any need for further animal sacrifice. According to Jesus' own words, his blood gave a new covenant for salvation. This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood, Luke 22:20. His blood provides us with forgiveness. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many of the forgivenesses of sin. Matthew 26:28. By applying the blood of Jesus to our lives through salvation, we are saved from eternal damnation and are granted everlasting life. And I'm going to read the scriptures. Hebrews 9:12-14. With his own blood, not the blood of goats and calves, he entered into the most holy of holy once for all times and secured our redemption forever. Under the old system, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of the heifer could cleanse people's body from ceremonial impurities. Just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify our consciousness from sin deeds so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. We have the right to be sons and daughters of God because the blood of his son has purified us of our sins. But if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sins. We praise the Lord, hallelujah, for sending Christ as our Passover lamb. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this good word that you've provided for us. We thank you, God, for coming in and certainly giving us a refresher's course to know that Passover is coming up, that Resurrection Sunday we'll be celebrating, and certainly a lot of people will be trying to purchase new suit, and society has picturing the bunny and the egg with Easter and calling it Easter. But we understand that it is Resurrection, Good Friday, Well, Christ died, and Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. We understand that Christ paid a price in order to give us our life. And we don't take it lightly. We don't take it for granted. And Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to lift us up and guide us and lead us to the place where you want us to be. Father God, we ask if there's anything that we've done, that first of all, you forgive us of our sins. And God, continue to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, because that is the promise that we have in you. We can go back to the altar and repent of our sins. And this is something that we need to do daily, because we're walking in human form, and human nature will often do things wrong. But God, we thank you, God, because you are purifying us. And certainly we are not perfect, but we're striving to be perfect. And therefore, if we call on the blood of Jesus, you continue to cleanse us and make us perfect. So therefore, Father God, if there's anybody out there that will hear this word, I pray, God, that they will repent of their sins and they will accept you as their Lord and Savior, and therefore be saved this day and forevermore. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I said that I would, thank God, I said that I will get to the formalities at the end of our show. And certainly as God leads us, we are led. And just want to say, please consider giving a donation to Amazing Grace Ministries. Our P.O. Box is 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643, and make those checks out to Amazing Grace Ministries or AGMI. Certainly, I thank you and I appreciate you for tuning in on this message on today. I pray right now that you continue to keep this ministry and myself in your prayers. I extend to each and every one of you, and I declare a blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, God, that God will continue to grow you. He will continue to keep you, and he will continue to show himself strong in your life, because God is able to keep us. God is able to strengthen us as we move forward in this evil day, as we move forward in this time that we're living in. And certainly we are living in a time that is really strange and kind of crazy. But God is on his way back. God is on his way back, and certainly we want to stand strong in the liberty whereby Christ has made us free. And also, I want you to continue to circle your calendars for June the 4th, 2022. We will be celebrating, praise the Lord. We will be celebrating again. We will be celebrating Blog Talk Radio, and certainly I will be coming to some of you and asking you to participate in this program and in this service, because I want to know, has this blog talk been a blessing to you? Have you gained anything? Is the Lord speaking to you? Can you tell that your life has changed because Amazing Grace Ministries Blog Talk Radio, Destroying the Yokes of Bondage, has been on the air? That has been our purpose, to destroy the yokes of bondage, to destroy those issues, to destroy those elements that have the people of God bound, where they can't move forward. So if this ministry has been a blessing, give me a text, 309-750-7584, and you can also email me, because I want some testimonials. I want some testimonials of how this word has blessed you. So as we go into our celebration of celebrating, I could say these are those individuals that say this ministry has blessed them. And that is Amazing, AmazingGracemIstries @gmail.com. I'm going to say it again. This is my email address. AmazingGraceMinistries@gmail.com, and amazing is spelled AmazingGraceMinistries@yahoo.com. Praise the Lord. That being said, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to us this morning. Our co-hosts will be on the air on next week. Keep this ministry in your prayers. Continue to protect yourself as we deal and we come out of COVID-19. Be aware. Allow God to open up your senses so he can guide and lead you, so you can see the devil afar off, and allow the Lord to put the arm upon you and allow his angels to encamp round about you. God bless you. You're blessed. See you soon. Bye-bye. Or talk to you soon.